103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, Colton High School. Tonight, Big 7 League Basketball. We're wrapping up the regular season. Postseason brackets will be out. Substate announced tomorrow. And it's on to must wins from here on out to keep your season alive. Welcome back with studio engineer Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by the coach John Holliday, getting set for the Perry, Lecompton, and Holton boys. And it should be a good matchup. If you look at it on paper, Holton 11-8, Perry, Lecompton 10-9, only one game difference there. And both teams right around 500 in the Big 7 League as well. Holton is 7-6 in league play, and Perry Lecompton is 6-7. So not only battling for the final spot in the league, either fourth or fifth, behind Royal Valley, Nemaha Central, and Sabetha, finishing the top half of the Big 7 League, but also positioning for Substate is huge for both these teams tonight. Perry Lecompton, like the girls, as we talked about earlier, in that Pomona Substate, they could be a number 5, 6, or 7 seed, and there's three different opponents that they could face as those seeds next week, but none of them will be a Big 7 League opponent, as Matt Simmons, the first-year head coach for the Cause, took over for Jared Swampert, who had been with the Perry boys the last 7 years. Perry Lecompton 2-2 in their last four, but coming off a win last night, they beat Hiawatha 59-46 last night. Perry lost at home to Holton, but that was a competitive game, 52-45 back on January the 11th. For Holton, a bit up and down as well, 2-2 in their last four. Lost a tight three-point game in Sabetha, but then beat Royal Valley here at home by one, and in the Panthers, their lone loss of the season. Then lost to Hiawatha by one the next time out in a tough game, and won at Riverside 65-25 before falling against Nemaha Central on Friday night, 54-41. Connor Bouchard, now in his fourth year as head coach of the Wildcats, 14 wins last year. They're trying to get number 12 here tonight, and a chance for 14 if they could return to the state tournament with a couple wins in Substate. 4A boys play on Wednesday and Saturday for Substate basketball next week. Coach, I didn't give you much time to snack on some popcorn. We still got a couple minutes left, but what are your initial thoughts here on this Holton-Perry guys matchup with a lot of Substate and league standings and some important seeding here on the line tonight?
You know, it's the same thing the way addressed during the girls' game is, okay, there's a lot to play for, and I'm just sitting there looking at the 4A standing, especially the Holton. Okay, if things would happen to fall just right, they could end up being a preseason. But, I mean, obviously they got to win tonight for starters, and then if they'd lose tonight, they could drop to a 10. So that's just, you know, the cards got to play, they got to fall just right for those, either one of those things to happen there. They're a sixth seed tonight if we drew it tonight. And so that gives you a home game. But, boy, what a change it does when you have a chance to play at home twice. You know, if you're a three or four seed, you got a great shot at playing it on your home court twice. Normal routine. But it's senior night for this whole squad as well. And it's, you know, you bring this group of kids and, you know, they want to send them out. We always talk about sending our seniors out in the correct fashion and the whole fashion, that making sure that they know they were valued and we appreciate what they did. And hopefully Holton has that ability tonight to step on the floor and get that done.
Yeah, Holton has five seniors, and they're all five going to start. Only two of them normally start, and Jalen Turner and Jake Zeller. So three new seniors will start for the Wildcats and Coach Connor Bouchard here tonight. So it's Holton 11-8, Perry Lecompton 10-9. Should be a good boys game coming up. We're live with audio and video on the Holton channel at mscsports.net. Just click listen live, and here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM KNZA. We're going to step away and take our pregame timeout. We'll come back with the starting lineups, the boys tip here on KNZA.
It's all about connection, and Rainbow has a special offer for the essential connections in your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with your family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Sign up for Rainbow's high-speed internet and receive $20 off per month for 6 months. Certain terms and conditions apply. Visit Rainbow's website at rainbowtel.net for term conditions and more information.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer James Link. I'm Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. Running the Holton Channel production tonight is Eli Hallauer and Caitlin Ingalls. Time to meet tonight's starting lineups here for the Perry LeCompton and Holton boys game. We'll start with the visiting Cavs and first-year head coach Matt Simmons. Starters include 6-foot senior Caden Dolman in the backcourt with Seth Cooksey, a 6-foot senior. Gunner Ball, 6'2 junior on the wing, and 6'3 junior Kale Gorski on the other side. In the middle, 6'2 senior Evan Gottstein for the Cavs. They have four guys that average at least 8 points per game, led by Gunner Ball, the only one in double digits with 18 points and 10 boards per outing. For the Holton Wildcats, different starters tonight, -2. Jalen Turner, the 6'1 senior, will still start. So will Jake Zella, 6'1 senior forward. But getting his first start of the season is 6'2 senior Andrew Williams. Also a first start of the year for 5'9 senior Cody Miller. And getting the start tonight, maybe a bit emotional. This is pretty cool. It's Reese Holliday. Got that number 30 white jersey on here at home. Injured late in the high school football season. Missed the end of it and missed this entire basketball game. But Reese Holliday getting the start for the Holton Wildcats here on senior night tonight with that knee brace up. He's not going to play very long. But, Coach, it's a good feeling to see him out there. And not just a great athlete, but I don't know if I've ever known a senior that's been injured and had the heartache like Reese Holliday has and responded the way that he has by not only continuing to be there for his team, but to be active. You know, he's worn a tie to every basketball game, for crying out loud. They've kind of made him a coach this season, and just a great kid that's getting a great opportunity here tonight.
Well, I told coaches, Reese looked more like a coach than they did. This new casual look that the coaches are wearing nowadays, I was kind of a coat and tie guy. Reese took it seriously, prepared some scouts. I think he got a pretty good taste of what coaching was like. They gave him some responsibility, and he took it to the – and here we go. We got Perry with a layup.
Tip and a layup by Caden Dolman. And now Holton brings it down the floor for the first time. And there's a basket for Reese Holliday, wide open. The assist by Cody Miller. And Reese Holliday will now come off the court and three other Holton seniors. But, man, that's got to be hard to fight back some tears. I just feel for Reese Holliday. But the way he's handled this situation and the way he stuck with his teammates, stayed committed, to get a standing ovation from the Holton faithful here tonight, as I think it says a lot about him and his coaches and what he means to this program.
Well, you can see it in his face and his reaction and the reaction from the fans. You know, he lost his senior football year. He lost his senior basketball year. Tough to see a kid go through that. But as you said, he handled it with class. He handled it with dignity. And now we're going to start playing some serious basketball from this point on.
Yeah, a lot on the line for both teams, as we mentioned. Perry LeCompton gets a tie up. Holton will get the first jump here as the Cavs won the tip. So that was agreed to, of course, before the game by the two coaches, which was a class act as well by Matt Simmons. And to make it even, you know, they give Perry an open shot. And here's an alley-oop missed by Snyder. Then tried to tip it, and it wouldn't go. Holton loves that play, but Snyder couldn't quite finish the alley-oop as we stayed tied at two.
And I agree with Coach Simmons with the nice dribble drive by Caden Dolman. But puts Perry up too. But, you know, Coach Simmons, you know, just classy that we're gonna start this thing 2-2 instead of 0-0 and let a kid have a little bit of limelight finish his senior year.
Lear's drives can't finish, and then out of bounds as Dolman caught that rebound. He was stepping on the baseline. I guess a turnover for Perry LeCompton officially, as Holton will get another chance here underneath their own basket. And at 20 seconds in. So now out on the court is Tyson Snyder, the 6'2 junior regular starter. Matt Lear, 6' junior regular starter. And also Jace Boswell, 6'2 junior regular starter for Coach Connor Bouchard. Holton turns it over. So here's Perry on the attack. Evan Gottstein up top to Dolman, over to Seth Cooksey. Off a screen ball, can't get up the shot. Now the drive and the finish, as that is Gunner Ball. Has worn 12 at some points this season, but wearing number 10 here tonight. Ball gets the first 2 points. Quarterback the Cobb football team, very good athlete. Returning varsity performer for the Cobb this season. Putting Perry up 6-2, now a three by Zeller. That's in and out. Rebound tipped, and Perry has it, moving left to right here in the Road Blues. Gorski near side. Cooksey now leaves it back for Gorski. Holton is man-to-man, no surprise there. Boswell cuts off Gorski on the baseline, now knocks it out of his hands, but Dolman back to retrieve it near midcourt. Ball finds Cooksey top of the key. Gets a screen and drives, floating shot off the glass, no good. Dolman getting the rebound, but now tied up with Zeller. And on the jump ball, it'll be Perry possession with 5:24 left here in the first quarter.
You know, we talked the girls' game. Perry's really improved. This boys' team is the same thing. You know, they've played Sabetha tough. They played Nemahal tough. Got a win last night against Hiawatha and go back-to-back tonight. Come to Holton and play.
Turner floats it almost out of bounds. Lears tried to save it in, but it's ball in the backcourt, hustling to it and can't quite save it. 5:05 to go first quarter. 6-2, Perry LeCompton leads. And a timeout by Coach Connor Bouchard. This will be the second timeout, I guess, officially charged to Coach Bouchard, who had to take one there after both teams exchanged open baskets to begin this game, including Reese Holiday getting the bucket for the Wildcats. But now Holton's kind of got to forget about that and kick it into high gear.
And I don't think they saddled Coach Bouchard with that timeout. I think I think officials did it out of the classiness of their heart. They understand. I don't, you know, it's not by the rule, but it should sure be, you know, in this situation. Again, classy way to start. But you're exactly right. Okay, that's all over, said and done. We better get going here because we're down 4, 3 minutes into the ball game, and right now kind of getting out play, getting losing the 50-50 balls, and Perry's got to the rim a couple 3 times. So defensively, we got to do some better things. I think Perry comes out of the timeout in a zone. We might see the dunk play again, which we still haven't settled our wager from earlier in the year.
Yep. Holton working it on the perimeter here, down by 4. Turner top of the key. He'll shoot a 3. It's in and out. Rebound. Boswell able to get it. Kick out to Lears. He lets the defender fly by from behind. Now to Zeller for a triple in the far corner. That's no good. Holton has missed their first 3 from outside the arc. This is a team that's won some big games by hitting 3-point shots. There's a 3, and it's switched in by Seth Cooksey. So now Perry ahead 9-2. Holton made 12 threes against Royal Valley in that big upset win over number 1 ranked Royal Valley. Hit 11 threes against Riverside last week, but games they've struggled to hit threes. Sometimes they've struggled to score. Here's a drive and a flip shot missed as the layup there wouldn't go for Tyson Snyder. Holton's going to be down double digits here in a bit as they're man-to-man, and Dolman gets the pass and scores on the right side. Dolman, a great start. He's now got a half dozen. It's 11-2.
The scary thing, if you're a Holt fan, is with the ease that Perry's getting to the rim. I mean, they've gotten to the rim almost every possession. And Holton's been shooting three-pointers. They haven't penetrated the three-point line.
1-2, missed by Tyson Snyder. Now Dolman again drives to the basket. This shot misses, rebounded by Boswell. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Holton just 2 points, with players waiting to check in for both teams. Lear's leading the Cats, averaging over 13 points per game. He'll flip to Snyder, still scoring about 12 a night. Here's Zeller, who averages 7 points a game, to Boswell, who finishes with a little jumper there in the paint. It's Holton with their second field goal. Breaks a 9-0 run there by Perry.
And that was needed. Huge bucket that was Holton had to have. Right the ship.
Korski over to Ball. Gunner lets Cooksey work around him, and now off a screen. He'll flip it to Dolman. Dolman kicks it out. Very good three-point shooting team this season as well. Korski looking down, though. Tough pass to Gunner Ball. Now at the foul line, he'll kick it to Dolman in the far corner. He drives, and the scoop shot good. Way up on the baseline, it's Caden Dolman again. He's got 8. Dolman, one of 4 seniors on this Perry LeCompton team. Cooksey, Gottstein, they both start as well. Coach Bouchard going to go deeper down the bench. That's the first dead ball as we're under 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. Looking inside for Turner. Pass back out to Lears. Lears whips it out to JT. That's a 3, and it's no good. Olsen missed their first 4. Rebound. Ball over there and couldn't quite corral it. Rykin Rush comes in along with Jack Golden for Perry LeCompton. And for Holton, it's Kobe Black, a 6'2 junior, and Parker Crouch in there for the Wildcats as well. Crouch has been getting a little bit more time as of late. Ashton Trick had taken off the warm-up, but he didn't quite check in just yet. Holton again down by 9. A fake 3 by Lears. Into the lane. Kick out to Black. Kobe, 3 in the far corner. It's good. Off the bench. Instant offense. Black knocks down the triple.
Well, that's a great shot. Come off the bench and just step in and immediately get flow of the game and knock that thing down.
Assist to Matt Lears. The deficit now just 6. Up top here's Golden. He's a junior. Rush is a senior off the bench who has it now. All-state running back for the Cavs. Ball. Tough turnaround. Having to work hard for that, and he missed it. It's rebounded by Parker Crouch.
But I like the sound of that. He had to work hard to get that shot off. Probably wasn't a clean shot. You know, the whole defense stiffening just a little bit. Matt Lear's a 3 ball top of key as he showed the fake, and they bit it, and he drilled it.
How about that confidence? Fake a pass right, take the triple, opens it back-to-back threes to cut the deficit down to 13-10. Right back in this game after trailing twice by 9. 6 straight points for the Cats. Flick it up top to Gunner Ball, and he double dribbled with it with Lears applying the pressure. That's the 3rd turnover now against Perry LeCompton. 23 seconds left, and Holton has a chance to come out okay here at the end of this quarter after things started a little rocky, down 11-2.
Perry does a good job. They switch defense. This is the 3rd defense they've ran. They showed a little 3-2 zone. This is a 2-3 zone, which I guess as long as Tice is on the bench, they're not going to get the dunk play run.
Lears, 2 seconds left, has to let it fly, hand in his face, and he missed it there at the buzzer. Really wasn't much of any play there for Holton at the end of that frame.
Pass it, shoot it, desperation 3.
So 13-10, Perry LeCompton leads Holton by 3 as we head to the second quarter. Sorry, do you have a final thought there on that end of the quarter?
No, I just you'd like to get a better look than that. You know, you'd like to finish with a set that you've run in practice and not just play ring around the rosy and throw it up with 2 seconds to go. So come off a screen and swing the ball backside, inside outlook. We had time to do it, just didn't get the job done.
On to the second quarter we go. First, a one-minute timeout here on the Holton Channel on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
KNZA.
Second quarter begins with 3 Holton points. Wildcats with the basketball. They get an and one by Kobe Black, who finishes with the free throw. And just like that, we're tied up 13-13 here as we begin the second quarter. 3-point shot by Ball, missed for Perry LeCompton, rebounded by Lears, who's out there with Snyder, Black, Turner, and now Ashton Trick for the first time, a 5'9 junior. Kobe Black with 6 points off the bench, giving Holton a big spark. Now the Wildcats looking to take their first lead of the game, but a travel there. Turner a little too quick, and it's the second turnover against the Cats. Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. Wrapping up the regular season here tonight with senior night at Holton. It's, Hawaiian night over there in the Pep section? At least a few of them got the memo.
They didn't have school yesterday, so they're trying to. The communication wasn't good. It's not Hawaiian temperatures out, is it?
Not at all. There's a nice look.
Nice play.
And then
nice
a block.
Play.
Snyder able to recover to stuff Jack Golden, but Snyder was out of bounds. By the way, remember this kid, Coach? I kind of forgot about him, but the freshman, 5'9 guard Eli Dean, he played good against Fulton. He's out there for the first time on the varsity court here tonight. Had a good home game against the Cats back on January the 11th. Coleman off the screen, an open three in the corner. No good. Rebound, and that's Dean underneath. The little guy getting it, throwing it up and missed. And now Holton has the board.
Yeah, on cue, he go get some offensive rebound. Probably wasn't the greatest shot. He forced that one, but had to throw it up, see what he can get out of it.
Game still tied at 13 as Trick takes it around to the right side and hands off to Lears. Lears working against Gunner Ball. Perry's back man-to-man here defensively as Turner drives, tried to get it to Black. That's kicked out of bounds. Jace Boswell coming back in for the Cats. Seth Cooksey returns for Perry. Jace probably happy not to have his sister on the mic tonight. You know, I've kind of been watching Courtney over there on the front row, and she hasn't stopped talking yet, so she definitely has the gab for radio.
Well, we already told her dad that he was the second best announcer in the family.
Here's Ball driving all the way. That basket's good and one off Holton's turnover, their third. Ball goes coast to coast and has the and one opportunity. Courtney Boswell and Shea Tanking filling in, doing some games with us on the Holton channel at MSCSports.net. Getting a well-deserved night off, I guess, those girls here tonight, as the foul was on Tyson Snyder, his first. Turner checks out as Lears checks back in, and the free throw good for Gunner Ball. He's got 5 points, and Perry back ahead 16-13. 2 minutes gone by in this second quarter. Snyder, screen from Boswell. Up top to Zeller. Now to Lears. Against Dolman. It'll be Blackside, the hot hand off the bench. He'll kick it to Snyder. Tyson going up and laying it in on the right side. Snyder one-on-one there, the fifth different Wildcat player to score.
And Holt switches back to their 3-2 zone. They came out of that, start the quarter, went man-to-man, come back to it. Coach Bouchard likes to switch defenses.
Three-pointer by Gunner Ball is no good. Boswell with the nice box out there for the Cats.
Well, that was a great box out by Jason. Even his sister would have been proud.
Down one with the basketball. Here's a three by Lears. He missed it off the back lip. Kobe Black flying in for the offensive rebound. Hands it to Snyder. Threw it to Boswell in the paint. He goes strong, but his shot's blocked. 16-15, Perry LeCompton ahead. Gorski back to the trailer, Dolman, and a blocking foul on Matt Lears. Starting to wonder how far they were going to let him keep playing. I feel like it's been fairly physical on both ends. I think the refs have done a good job being consistent, but am I safe to say they're letting him play a little bit
here
tonight?
Letting him play a little bit tonight. Kudos to both teams. That last little flurry on Holton's offensive end, both teams just getting after it. And it's battle, and more battle.
Perry underneath their own basket with the ball here. Foul on Matt Lears is his first. Only the second foul on Holton. Now a triple sent too far by Cooksey. Snyder with the rebound. Here comes Tyson holding in the home whites. Lob up to Boswell. Tough catch on the block. Out to Lears. Fakes the three. His man goes by. Now he shoots it and missed it. And the rebound. Wow. Ripped away by Zeller. And Zeller was not in rebounding position. Reinke Tooley was in front of him. But Tooley's 5'9 and Zeller's 6'2. And Matt Simmons just about lost his cool there on that. He desperately wanted it over the back foul as this man in front got pushed down, he thought. And Zeller gets the easy stick back. Now Holton gets a steal. Guess maybe they are letting him play, but I might have been with Coach Simmons on that one.
Well, from our angle, it looks bad. The thing we don't know is, okay, you're right. You had a 5'9 kid as Holton has a three ball. He's got a 5'9 kid, and we both know Jake can jump a little bit. So how much contact was there? Hard to say from where we were at. We'd like to think the officials never missed anything because they always get 100% of the calls correct. I know I never missed a call from the sideline.
Perry showed a lot of depth. They've already played, I think, 10 guys tonight with Reinke Tooley getting out there. There's a Gunner Ball shot, and it rolls in from the elbow. Gunner Ball now has 7 points. Caden Dolman has 8 for Perry. All those came in the first quarter. Now it's the Cause back up by 1. 3:15 to go, and there's a steal by Gunner Ball. He's ahead of the pack, right side for the layup. Yes, and Boswell fouled him. And, well, either foul him to where he doesn't make the two-point basket or don't foul him at all. As Gunner Ball was ahead there, just a little nudge in the back from Boswell. He'll pick up the foul. Ball's got an and one again.
Get your money's worth.
Boswell out, Turner in. Perry up 3. Ball had an and one a moment ago. Now trying to get another. Caden Dolman returns, replacing Reinke Tooley for Perry. They played Gorski, Rush, Dolman, Cooksey, Ball, Tooley, Gottstein, Golden, and Dean. Matt Simmons loves it at Perry LeCompton. He's been super thrilled since moving over there from Jeff West. As Ball misses the and one this time. Lead remains 3 with 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Snyder.
I'll give him this. I mean, Coach Simmons, he made his point with the officials. He's upset. Has gone right back to coaching. And, if you're going to play a lot of kids, that keeps a lot of people happy. Boy, it allows you to play with a lot more intensity throughout the course of the game.
Snyder trying to get it down low to Kobe Black. Does. Now back out. Snyder an open 3. Swish! Tyson Snyder with the trifecta. And it's 20-20. High post, Gorski. Kick out. The answer shot by Gottstein. No. Follow no by Gorski. Perry wanted a foul there and didn't get it. 2:20 to go. Lears getting some instructions as he slows down from Coach Connor Bouchard. I really like Coach Simmons' story, and I think it's because we have some kind of connections. You know, I grew up in Medicine Lodge. He went to Great Bend. There's Charlie Gilliland open off the screen. He's in there for the first time and going to get a couple free throws. Charlie is 6'1 junior. But after making state history at Great Bend, played JUCO basketball for a couple years right there in Barton County, did very well with them, got to a national tournament, and then went to Fort A State, which, of course, is my alma mater. He was there after me a few years, but had a good run and was the NAIA Defensive Player of the Year at Fort A State University. So that's kind of the story with Coach Matt Simmons, as Gillen is the first free throw. One more here for Charlie G, and it rolls off. He does become the seventh different Wildcat player to score, and Holton is up by one, 21-20 on the free throw by Gilliland. Gunner Ball giving it back to Dolman. Those two guys have combined for 17 of the 20 points for Perry LeCompton. Only three guys have scored for the cause. Holton back in their zone. Dolman to Gottstein, and the ball stripped. Stolen away. Five Perry turnovers. Here's Lears in transition to Snyder up and lays it in. Not quite the big two-handed stuff, but Snyder makes sure it goes through the hoop. He's got 7 points here in the second quarter.
Well, Matt Lears looked off the defense, sucked him to the right side of the floor, and came right back to Tyson for an easy deuce.
Minute 15 to go in the half. Holton by three. Nice look underneath. Shot missed by Gottstein. Rebound by Gorski. Dolman quickly in the far corner now. This is Cooksey working with it. And the ball tips, stolen again. Another Perry LeCompton turnover.
Holton's defense.
Snyder coast to coast foul. In the act, he'll shoot two. Tyson Snyder looking to add to his 7 points here in this second quarter. He's going to get two free throws to try to add to Holton's 3-point lead. 57% at the line. Free throw good. Snyder's so streaky. I mean, first two games of the year, he had, what, over 20? I mean, he's still averaging over 12 a night, but this is what he could do. I mean, he's about to try to get 9 points here in the second quarter in a 7-minute stretch. And it's shooting threes, dunking it any way you want it. Free throw good.
I think that's the thing. As a coach, you want more consistency night in, night out. We have a timeout.
Looks like it's a full timeout, so we'll step away here briefly. A 30-second timeout, courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, online at popcorngifts.net. We return in half a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Under a minute left to go here in the first half. 25-20, biggest lead of the game for Holton, who trailed early 11-2. Now the Wildcats up a nickel here, but Perry LeCompton's got the basketball against Holton's 3-2 zone. Ball to Dolman, Gorski, Cooksey, and Gottstein. And the whistle away from the ball. This will be the fourth foul on Holton and the second personal on Matt Lears. 36 seconds left here in the half. Inbound to Cooksey. 3-point shot is good. His second one of the game. Cooksey has both triples for the cause. We make it a 2-point contest.
Holton's going to play for one. Let's see if we get a little better set than we got last time. At the end of the first quarter, 15 seconds to go at the end of
the half. Here's with 10 seconds to kind of clear it out for him with 4 cents to the baseline. Black comes to set the screen. Matthew takes it all the way left side, fakes, now shoots and scores. That was a little better. Lear's now with 5 points. That'll take us to the break. 27-23. Holton ahead of Perry LeCompton here at the break. It was kind of Kobe Black coming off the bench with 6 straight points. Finally got Holton going after they were down 11-2. Now up by 4 here at halftime.
That was a huge spark. You know, and I started with a 3, did the dirty work, got an and one. Kind of got the ship righted because the Holton was really struggling at that point in time to score some points. But got Holton going. They go into some 4-point lead going into halftime.
A halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct, Motors and Tires, home of the 110% price match guarantee. We'll be back and give you the first half stats, scoring summary, and more here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you.
Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it.
GM Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish.
GM Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into halftime with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you on the Holton Channel production tonight. Eli Hallauer and Caitlin Ingalls. Halftime at the boys' game. It's Holton ahead 27-23 over Perry LeCompton. The Cavs led by 3 at the end of a quarter, and they actually came out of the gate strong. Perry led 11-2 and also led 13-4 before Holton got the final 6 points of that first quarter, and it was Kobe Black that scored 6 points off the Wildcat bench that kind of got Holton going. The Wildcats win the second quarter 17-10. That thanks in large part to Tyson Snyder, who erupted for 9 points in that second quarter burst for the Wildcats. But you look at the stats, Coach, and the score for that matter, despite some big swings there in the first 16 minutes, everything looks pretty even Steven here at the break.
Well, that's great Big Seven, big basketball game, you know, where we're two teams that are just in a dogfight, man. You know, it's got that sub-state feel to it, that finality that it's, you know, the season's coming down to a close. And, it's going to be next week. It's going to be either win or go home. And boy, these two teams are playing with some intensity level. They're playing with some emotion, and it's fun basketball. And it's something that it happens every year at the collegiate level. Happens every year at the high school level. And as somebody said, in basketball season, this is when you get to February and March, it's a fun time of year.
Check the first half statistics. They are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. The local experienced professionals that are on your side. Still time and availabilities for your appointment at NEK Tax Services of Whiting. For Perry, just three guys scored in the first half. Gunnar Ball had 9, Caden Dolman had 8, and Seth Cooksey had 6. Cooksey made both threes for the Cons. They were 1 of 2 from the free throw line. They had 6 turnovers. Holton at 3 threes. They had just 3 turnovers, and the Wildcats made 4 of 5 free throws in the half. They also had 7 different guys score, led by Tyson Snyder with 9. Toby Black had those big 6 that we mentioned. Matt Lear's got the final bucket of the first half. He has 5. 2 points for James Boswell, 2 for Jake Zeller. First 2 for Holton tonight came from senior Reese Holiday. And Charlie Gilliland has 1 free throw made for the Wildcats as well. It adds up to a Holton 27-23 halftime lead over Perry Lecompton here on senior night. So we've talked about a lot tonight, wrestling the next few days. We've talked about Mason Strader and some of the other Holton alum. We've talked about Reese Holiday and senior night a little bit. What else is on your mind, Mr. Holiday, as we wrap up the regular season here tonight?
Well, it's just, you know, even away from the game for a couple, 3 years, you start looking at substates. You know, how do you like substate? What do you like about it? And you know, I am thrilled with the way that 4A, Acacia has changed to 4A. And I'm thinking, man, where was that when I was coached? I'd have loved to have that.
And the rest of the classes need to follow
exactly,
too.
And it's, you'd like to think it's going to happen. I think you have a better chance of getting the best 8 teams to the state tournament that way, because boy, this geographic, you know, we've talked about it all year, that 3A substate at Silver Lake is brutal, and it's just until the powers that be change that, it's going to continue, especially for the lower classes that's happening. So, you know, it's a fun time of year. We're getting close to NCAA tournament time as well. The conference tournament's gonna crack out. It's we talked about Mason. You know, we're looking at conference tournament there and track meet there. And you know, when you get to that final, you know, they're talking about nationals, but it doesn't matter whether it's state tournament, whether it's state wrestling, state golf, state volleyball. I mean, it makes no difference. But that, when you get to that level of play, and you get the elite playing the elite, running against each other, it's just, as a fan, if you're a sports fan, it just doesn't get any better than when you get teams selling out on a basketball court, trying to win a ball game. You know, this game has no bearing on anything but substate seedings and just the level play. It's just fun. You know, it's just a great time to be involved with a game of basketball, from now until we get into the 1st of April. It's just fun basketball time.
We had a great girls game tonight. Holton won that one 39-36. And now it's the Holton boys up 4 over Perry Lecompton here at the break. Again, a reminder, the next 4 days we'll be having state wrestling coverage. The girls state tournament for Holton is the next 2 days. It's bottom of the hour update starting at 9:30 tomorrow morning here on 103.9 KNZA. And we'll also have some play-by-play Holton channel of live wrestling coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So 3 of the next 4 days we'll have live coverage here on the Holton channel as well for state wrestling here this week. Busy time of year indeed, but as Coach mentioned, certainly an exciting and one of the best times of the season. We'll take another timeout and get our second break in during the halftime show that's brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Third quarter boys action coming up next here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
Catherine Perkins of Falls City became another first-time satisfied customer of Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
Ford Fusion. I did a test drive and did some other comparison shopping in the bigger cities after that, and then came back to Fairview to purchase a car. It was very convenient to be able to find the car online so close to home, since I live in Falls City. It was a wonderful experience.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at Wilson Tire. KS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton. Second half just underway. Mary Lee Compton with the basketball to begin the third quarter. They get it down though, and an open shot hit by Kilt Gorski, the 6'3 junior. Gorski's got his first 2 points of the game, and we've got a two-point contest now. Here's Snyder driving for Holton. His layup no good on the right side. Battle for the rebound. It's still free. Now Snyder trying to get control, and it's out of bounds. And it'll be Holton basketball. 27-25, Wildcats lead. Justin Fluke alongside Coach John Holliday. Our studio engineer tonight is Chance Link. Inbounds, and Snyder missed the bunny there on the inbound right in the lane. Now Turner trying to steal the ball away, but he won't quite be successful as it's out on Jalen Turner, but great hustle. Well, Kobe Black was a spark in the first half off the bench. Not going to wait too long to get him back in the game here in the third quarter. Snyder will go out after missing a couple decent looks there. So Snyder led Holton with 9 points the first half to the bench. So full court, half court trap here by the Cats. Across the timeline.
Jalen got in a little bit of a hurry. Dad crossed the timeline. He attacked him. If you're going to run that half-court trap, got to have a little patience to let him get across. So you got an extra defender in the backcourt. Sideline.
Regular five starters. Turner, Lears, Black, Boswell, and Zeller. Regular starters for Perry Lee Compton as well. Gorski, Dolman, Cooksey, Ball, and Gottstein. Ball, Dolman, near side, Cooksey. Gorski and Cooksey. A couple kind of fun names to say for Perry. This ball stripped and then a shot blocked as Gorski got the loose ball. Perry still has the possession. That one hit Zeller. Zeller lobs it ahead to Lears. Wide open layup. Matt, he scores.
Well, Matt got a tip. Fell into Jake's hands, and Matt was on a streak to the rim.
Holds it ahead by four.
Show some patience. Now you got him. Ah, Jason.
Holton falls back into his zone. Played a lot of zone in that second quarter. Here's a three missed by Gorski. Cats won the second quarter, 17-10. Turner into the half court. Newcomer for the Wildcats this year on the basketball court. Zeller didn't catch the pass cleanly. And Perry is man-to-man. Both teams have mixed up the defenses here throughout the night. Lears gets a screen. He made one of three threes by the Cats in the half. This time Holton loses the basketball. Their fourth turnover. That was a bad pass in transition. A backwards pass by Seth Cooksey. The Cavs give it right back. Not only a tough pass, but that's a really tough catch. When the ball's coming at you and you're moving right at it in full speed.
And those are really unforced errors that come back to haunt you.
Turner going to try a tray. Left side wing, no good. Rebounded by Cooksey. The team's a little sluggish here out of the locker room with 4.5 to go in the third period. Bobby Degorski in the paint. He stripped of the basketball. Olsen in transition. Nice pass to Zeller. Shot blocked on the feed from Turner. And ball comes away with it for Perry.
Holton's zone has been extremely effective.
The runner by Ball. And
Kobe Black picks up a charge. Do it all tonight.
Kobe takes the charge. Gunner Ball with the foul. And just his first. Subs for both teams as Riken Rush comes in for Perry, and for Holton, it's Tyson Snyder back in the game, and also Ashton Trick. Hadn't got to mention it yet, but Holton guys, besides their regular high school student pep section tonight, have an additional little pep section here this evening. Go halfway past the third quarter. Snyder. So the Holton Elite. It is a young girls program. Here's a Kobe Black three. No good. Rebounded by Eli Dean. Holton Elite girls basketball team. There's a push off and a charge on Gunner Ball. He's upset. It's the second foul since the break. Ashton Trick. Great defense there. So a bunch of these Holton guys went and practiced with the Holton Elite about a week ago before their final game and their tournament to end their season. And so the girls thought that was pretty cool, of course, to have the guys there practicing with them. And this young girls Holton Elite team decided that we're going to come all set together and cheer on the Holton boys in their final regular season home game. And they got the shirts, but they all got signs. They went all out tonight.
Well,
Holton loses the ball.
But isn't that what high school athletics should be about?
You're right. Three missed by Gottstein. Offensive board, though. Rush. Trapped in the corner is Dean, the freshman, in trouble. Reverse it around to the near side, and a Gunner Ball triple is well short. Holton's got numbers. Lears, 3-on-2. Poked from behind, but now he gets it back, and reverse layup, no good.
Chase Boswell, great hustle.
Yeah. Boswell getting after it. Groove might be getting a little bit tired over there. I don't know. They had their signs all over the place in the first half, but yeah. Should have pointed them out earlier, but I'm sure folks have seen them on the Holton Channel Live videos. They're sitting on the front row there across the way.
Yeah, that's where both groups win. You know, those young kids, obviously we're excited about the guys, and the guys get an education as well.
Perry LeCompton has the basketball. Holton applying a little full court pressure.
Perry's been struggling to score this half. That first quick two.
Holton has scored 2 points in the third quarter. Perry scored 2 points in the third quarter. So, yeah, it's been a struggle for both teams.
And it's not like they don't have any, not having opportunities. It's all shots. I mean, it's not the fact that they're not getting opportunities.
Snyder with Lears, Black, Boswell, and Trick. Two points for each team. Actually, four for Perry. Excuse me, two for Holton. And there's a foul. It'll get Matt Lears to the charity stripe. But just a minute 53 left here in the third quarter. Perry going to bring four guys into the game, and Holton going to bring a couple as well. So coach is trying to find somebody or something to work on the offensive end. Check, check, check. We're back now. Okay, awesome. Eli, good job. We apologize to those listening on the Holton channel. We lost our audio for just a little bit there. I don't think very long as Lears makes the first of two free throws. First attempt of the night. Eli's got the audio back up and going. We might have to touch on that story again a little bit later that we shared for our radio listeners, and Holton Channel missed it. We were talking about the young Holton Elite girls here tonight. Lear's second free throw. The foul's on Reichen Rush, just his first. Lear's makes both free throws, so he's got 9 points now tonight. And Holton is up six. I believe this is the biggest Holton lead. They were down early a couple times by nine tonight, led by four at halftime, but now they're ahead 31-25 late third quarter.
And Holton switches, goes man. This is typical. They've switched defenses constantly throughout the game. They kind of had Perry right where they wanted him. I mean, Perry's only scored 2 points. And hopefully the switch still hold him 2 points.
Dolman missed that shot. Here comes Jalen Turner. Zeller, Snyder, Trick, and Black. Perry's got a couple, at least one guy out there that hasn't even played yet in this game. I think they've about cleared the whole bench now. Coach Simmons trying to find some answers. Perry playing for the second night in a row, so we'll see that fatigue down the stretch after they beat Hiawatha last night. Snyder leans in. Not a real great shot. I feel like Tyson can get a lot better looks than that.
Yeah, that's a little impatience. You've run some good offense, and run that flex, and then you get a guarded shot.
Perry with the ball here, down six, 45 seconds left in the quarter. Give back three. Good look, Cooksey. Missed an open shot. Rebound Rush. He flips it. Now a drive and a basket. No, it fell off. But the foul will give Perry LeCompton a couple of free throws. I was going to have to pull out my program, Coach. I didn't do enough homework as...
You didn't plan on having 30 spaces for their player, did you?
So this is Perry bringing into the game Tyler Reed, a sophomore for the first time, who just missed the free throw. Tyler? Yeah, Tyler Reed. Didn't expect to see him in this varsity game tonight, but we've seen several underclassmen, including a freshman. As Perry missed both those free throws, right?
He made a strong move to the bucket, but... could not cash in from the free throw line.
So Reed, the sophomore, goes 0-2. And now Holton will hold for the final shot of this third quarter. Still ahead by 6 points.
Well, you like the set that Holton ran. You got Perry and a man-to-man. Come back with the same set you finished the halftime on. You can get a ball screen here from, look like Kobe. Matt Lears gets a chance to try to get to the rim or find somebody open. Oh, almost
defense
turned it over
by Dolman. Black's got it, 3 seconds, over to Turner. A triple is good. He beat the buzzer. How many points Jalen Turner got tonight?
Three.
And that's the three that he just shot there, and it gives the Wildcats a 9-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Not quite how you drew it up, but it worked. And Turner got it off in time and stroked in the triple.
Yeah, it was 2-2 for all. Several minutes through that third quarter. Boy, the last couple minutes, Holt really went on a tear. Score some buckets in a hurry.
So a 7-2 third quarter, and it was a 4-2 third quarter until Holton got that late three by Matt Lears. We'll take a timeout here. This is a full 1 minute break with one quarter left on FM 103.9 KNZA.
We're more relationship focused versus just looking for a blemish on a credit score.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
At Farmers State Bank, we really get to know the customers that we have. We know their financial goals. This really allows us to be more relationship-focused.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
On to the fourth quarter we go. It's studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holiday back with you. Eli Hallauer and Caitlin Ingalls on the Holton Channel production tonight. Thanks to Eli. Got that audio back up. Thanks to the text we got alerting us as well to get that reconnected. 34-25, Holton with the biggest lead they've had all night. They're up 9. They trailed early twice by 9, including 11-2 right out of the gate. Wildcats with a 7-2 third quarter, finished by a Turner triple. Now a 3 to start the fourth, and that's Jake Zeller to push the lead up to 12. Two big threes at the end of the third and start of the fourth for the Wildcats.
I believe that was Jake's first bucket of the night, correct?
Three. I had him making a 2-point.
Two earlier.
Oh, remember, he made the basket when Perry thought he pushed that guy on the offensive rebound and stick back.
True.
See, now people think I have every scoring play memorized.
Well, you do.
I got those notes. 37-25 as Perry misses the long shot. Their starters sit on the bench a lot of that third quarter. Coach Simmons wasn't happy. Only 2 points, but they're back out there now. Starting five. Here's another three. This one by Turner. No good. And the rebound by the Cots. Ball looking ahead. Eyes wide as he dribbles down. Now coast to coast. And another one taken by Kobe Black for the second time tonight. Kobe takes the charge.
He wasn't happy with the call, but I thought that was an easy call.
That is 4 fouls on Perry this half, and the charge was on Gunner Ball, so his fouls have been charges.
Yeah, all three of them.
Here tonight, 6:29 to go in the game. Tyson Snyder back in before he came out on the court. Joe Pa here at the end of the Holton bench, one of the Holton assistant coaches. All the kids call him Daryl for some reason. Is that a story on that?
Yeah.
I don't know. But Daryl said, hey, good shots, only good shots. Get great shots. That's a pretty good one, and that's Snyder scoring. After checking back in, he's now got a game-high 11 points, and Holton is up 14.
You know, this is where Holton really needs to close out. You know, they had a nice lead against Hiawatha and squandered that late. You know, you got to stay hooked, especially when you set the tone for going into sub-state. You got to play 32 minutes of basketball or longer.
Dolman with Gottstein, Cooksey. Here's ball in the paint. Tough turnaround is short. And rebound, a good one by Zeller. And they call the jump ball. Possession arrow going to keep it with Perry LeCompton.
Eli Dean, the freshman from Perry, jumps in there. He ain't scared. He's a tough customer. He don't back down from anybody.
They have to find a nickname for him. We got plenty of Eli Dean, I think, coming up the next four years.
It's a true statement.
There's another shot leaning in. Paul gets the jumper to go this time. Gunner Ball's had to work hard, but he has 11 points now, the first Perry player in double digits. That stops a 8-0 run by Holton that began there at the end of the third quarter. Turner shot from the elbow, no. Batted off the glass by Boswell. He holds his arms out and says, I don't know if I did all of that, but I'll take it. And a timeout by Coach Bashar. Boswell's second field goal. He'll get credit. Just battling, keeping it alive. And Holton back up 14. 5:04 left to go here in the ballgame. We'll take the timeout courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net here on Kansas Land Radio.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Back with you here at Holton High School, senior night. Wildcats looking to sweep it. Both teams came in desperately needing a win to clinch a home game in the first round of sub-state next week. I don't think the 4A brackets come out tomorrow. I don't think they come out until like
come
Friday
out Saturday.
Or Saturday. Yeah,
come out
Saturday.
Saturday. They're going
to. We know what days they'll play. The girls Tuesday and the guys Wednesday next week. But the bracket's not out till Saturday, so not much time to prepare, unlike the rest of the classes, where the brackets will be out tomorrow, and then they'll start play Monday next week. Here's a three-pointer by Gunner Ball, trying to put the team on his back, but that one is short. 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Holton ahead, 41-27 over Perry LeCompton. Ball D'ing up now at three fouls against Matthew Lears. Flips it back to Turner. Now Snyder to Zeller. Right in front of Coach Bouchard and the Holton bench. Zeller struggling to stay on his feet. Keeps control of the ball. Now Boswell, Lears one-on-one against Cooksey. Perry's picked up the D a little bit. Man-to-man. Give to Boswell. Floats it up top. And half the fourth quarter now gone by.
Without much stoppage.
No need to force anything for Holton, right?
Right.
Just
exactly.
Working the clock here at 14.
You hear the coaching staff talking about don't force shots. Go meet passes.
This shot by Turner off a nice pass from Lears, but Holton gets an offensive rebound. Milk a little more time off the fourth quarter clock. Coach Joe Purcell still screaming, great shots, only great shots here on the end of the Holton bench. Thought maybe you're going to tell us a story about Mr. Purcell, but not today, huh?
Well, I'm going to have to
have more
go
time.
Back and got to remember the whole thing. I got bits and pieces in there. You're right. They've called him Daryl for a long time.
Snyder fakes the jumper at the foul line, drives and gets fouled here on the layup, so it'll be Tyson Snyder at the line to shoot two. Holton is 6 of 7 from the line tonight after the Holton girls went a perfect 9 for 9 at the charity stripe. So, well, shooting free throws good. That's a fourth foul, by the way, on Gunner Ball. Team foul number 5 on Perry. And now Snyder misses the first free throw here with 3:16 to go.
That was a great possession for Holton. Boy, the patience, crisp passing. Had a great look. Got fouled. Got to make him pay, though, Tyson.
Second free throw is good. A dozen for Tyson Snyder. Boy, Perry better score pretty quickly here. This one about to get away. Dean's pass deflected instead. It's a takeaway for the Wildcats. Holton will work the clock again. 9 turnovers now on Perry. Gunner Ball gets a steal, throws it up the court, but it's going to be too far ahead and out of bounds. And Coach Simmons is going to bring all 5 guys off the court.
Kind of hard to tell if he's upset with them or just going to concede and finish out.
You know, this is very possible. If they lose here tonight, they could be the number 7 seed in their 3A substate at Pomona and have a first-round matchup against Pleasant Ridge. I mean, even if they end up the number 6 seed, they might be facing like a Bishop Ward in the first round. I mean, this is a Perry team, just like we talked about with the girls. They're going to be dangerous in that Pomona substate as they get outside all the other Big 7 leagues in substate. Perry was 13-8 last year. You know, this is a team that twice went to the state tournament under Jared Swofford, placed 3rd at state just 3 years ago.
They've had pretty good success in football the last few years as well. And that's, when you know how to win, when you know it gets to that point at the end of every season, these kids have gone through it. They kind of understand what's going on.
2.5 minutes to go. Holton up by 15 points. Biggest lead for either team. You know how many points Perry LeCompton has scored in the second half here tonight, Coach?
4.
Yeah, 4 points. Maybe that's why all those starters got pulled out.
It could have been. They were forcing some shots late, trying to make something happen. Of course, they did play last night as well.
4 points in 14 minutes of basketball. That's tough. And now Perry LeCompton foul will put Holton into the 1-1 bonus. I do want to give one more quick shout-out because I know the Holton Channel audio blinked out for a bit when we were talking about the Holton Elite, but all those young girls over on the front row you've seen on the Holton Channel video tonight, the Holton guys went to their practice last week before their final tournament, before their season ended, as Jalen Turner hits the front end of a 1-1. So those young girls that play basketball for Holton thought it was pretty cool. The guys came and practiced with them, worked out. They said, we're going to come to the Holton guys' last home basketball game of the regular season. They all have signs and their Holton Elite shirts on. And those girls having a great time over there on the front row tonight supporting the Holton guys.
Some of the greatest memories and lessons you learn from the game of basketball happen off the court. And that's, I'm sure the guys got a turnover. Perry's, well, plays great defense, but, the lessons you learn, the things that, matter, you find out that, you know, sometimes happen away from the game or off the court. And sure makes an impression to some young ladies in this case.
Andrew Williams back in, one of the Holton seniors that got the start tonight. We call him a crowd favorite. That's what we call him. Andrew scored his couple points against Riverside the other night in that road game. Trick. He'd love to get a couple on senior night at home tonight. I got a foul. That was on the screen set by Andrew Williams. Want to make sure, I guess, his mark was left in the scorebook, huh?
Well, you got
five up to
get. Got stats. I was going to say, he's going to get his money worth. That's a pretty good block for next year. If he's
going to go to Baker.
He's going to go to Baker, play football. They'll like it. The coaches will love that.
He'll be down at Pittsburgh this summer playing in the Shrine Bowl football game. Andrew Williams of Holton. Nice backdoor pass. Blocked from behind, though, by Jalen Turner. Tyler Reed thought he had an open look there. We're down to a minute 27 to go. And Perry still has only scored 4 points this entire second half. Coach Simmons has taken a seat. He is beside himself and out of options. Here's a three-pointer by Cooksey. No good. Rebound, Jalen Turner. Leading rebounder for the Wildcats, Jalen Turner. Holton about to go deeper down their bench and get seniors in. Timeout for a sub here as Coach Bouchard will bring Cody Miller in, replacing Tyson Snyder. Game started with five seniors, and four of them going to be out there. Reese Holiday had a chance to score the first 2 points for the Wildcats tonight, an emotional night for him, the coaches and the team and fans, missing much of his senior season, pretty much all of it due to an injury. A great athlete, but an even better person, has really stood up, supported his team, been there through all of it, through football and basketball for Holton this year. Reese Holiday, here's Williams. Turning it over as he caught it underneath the basket. Couldn't get a shot up. I think I only have like seven Holton turnovers, though, tonight. They've been pretty clean.
Pretty clean, I'm saying. Congratulations to Reese. He's going to, you know, for his sake, he's going to have an opportunity to go to Baker and play some football next year and at least possibly finish on his terms instead of a knee injury's terms. So congrats to him for that opportunity as well.
You know, the bar's been set pretty high after what Holton's Cannon Karn did as a freshman going down to play football at Baker this last year.
Exactly. You know, Baker's made a lot of, you know, recent kid went from Holton down to Baker and played. I mean, we've had several kids go down there. Clark played at Baker Tanner, as well. Yeah. Tanner Clark. And
Sam.
Crawling there.
Cody Miller missed the three. Another one of the Holton seniors. They brought out Jalen Turner and Jake Zeller, two Holton senior starters all year, to a nice round of applause. Sam Miller out there for the first time, a Holton junior.
Another look.
Cody Miller again. Oh, off the back iron. Had two opportunities there, couldn't convert. Final 15 seconds now. There's a steal. Ashton Trick. And how about this, Coach? Holton's going to hold Perry LeCompton to 4 points the whole second half. There's a missed three by Cody Miller. He got three shots up. 3 seconds left. Miller, excuse me.
He got it.
Beat the buzzer. And the Wildcats all surround senior Cody Miller, who needed four shots in the final minute to get one and score. And a Wildcat victory. The shot by Cody Miller to top it all off. Man, that's just good feelings all the way around.
Yeah, it was. That's just icing on the cake tonight. Holton played a great second half, defensively especially. And get a senior his last bucket, his last game. Just a little extra.
Pretty sweet. Holton wins the second half, 18-4. They held Perry to one made field goal in each the third and the fourth quarter. Final tonight, Holton boys 45, Perry 27. So the Wildcats win two as they take the sweep. Back to wrap it all up, the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Player to bank on. Final stats next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We're back one final time tonight here on the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Whether you're buying or selling property, turn to the best in the business, Be Outdoors Real Estate. For residential, commercial, agricultural property, Be Outdoors is the name to know. Holton wins them both tonight, 39-36 in the girls' game, and the boys' contest, 45-27. Holton down 11-2 in this boys' game, came back and took a lead at halftime, and then never trailed after that as they hold the cause to just 4 points in the final 16 minutes of this game. Holton wasn't dynamite on offense by any means themselves. When you hold an opponent to four, I guess you don't need too much. Holton got 18 in the second half, and they win it tonight by 18 points as they improved at 12-8 on the year and 8-6 in the Big Seven. And Prairie LeCompton drops even now at 10-10 on the year and 6-8 in the Big Seven League. A lot of guys got involved, no really big standouts, but I think two takeaways. One is, you know, didn't blink a bit after falling down 11-2. Man, in the second half, their defense was just phenomenal. Prairie didn't get it. Open, easy look at all.
No, and that was, you know, at the start of the game, Prairie was getting to the rim with ease. I mean, they shot several layups to start the ball game and had some open looks. But, boy, after that, you know, after Kobe Black came in, kind of got Holton rolling, all of a sudden Holton became a completely different basketball team. And to hold any team, I don't care who it is, 4 points a half, fantastic defense, and as you said, they weren't even getting looks. They didn't get to the rim, they didn't get the looks, and they, you know, that's no second shots. And as you, I know you talked about it as well, it was just pretty well played basketball game. You know, very few turnovers, pretty clean from start to finish, or at least the last probably 27 minutes of ball game after that first five. Once the ship was righted, it was smooth sailing from that point on.
Give you the final stats tonight, brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Jacob Yingst, Courtney Bronkoff. They're to help you out. They're the local experienced professionals that are on your side. NEK Tax Services, just west of Whiting, still with tax appointments available here for this tax season. Prairie LeCompton had five players score. Just four. Tyler Reed missed those two free throws late. So it was Kel Gorski with two, and then Seth Cooksey had 6, Caden Dolman had 8, and Gunnar Ball had 11. That's it for Perry, as they go 1 of 4 from the free throw line tonight. They had 11 turnovers. Both three-pointers by Seth Cooksey came in the first half. For Holton, a lot of contributors. Senior Reese Holiday got an honorary start and scored the first points of the game for the Wildcats tonight. That's how the game started, and it ends with Cody Miller making a shot after a few tries there in the final seconds. So senior Cody Miller and senior Reese Holiday kind of tying the whole senior night together here this evening as the Wildcats win by 18. Holton also got 1 point from Charlie Gilliland tonight. Jalen Turner had 4. Jace Boswell added 4. Jake Zeller had 5 on his senior night. Kobe Black had 6. Those were off the bench and all in a row to get Holton going after they trailed early 11-2. Matt Lears finished with 9 points tonight, leading the Wildcats in all scores in this game is Tyson Snyder. He had 12. 9 of those for Snyder came in the second quarter as Holton went from down 3 at the end of a quarter to up by 4 points at halftime and never looked back. The Wildcats got to the free throw line 11 times and made 8 of 11. That's pretty good. Only had him for about 7 turnovers tonight. And Holton made 5 three-point baskets here in this game. They win it 45-27 to the Wildcats. Win number 12 on the season on to Substate next week. Again, the Holton boys will play Wednesday next week, a week from tomorrow, for the first round of Substate. Holton girls will play a week from tonight, next Tuesday. And we think with 2 wins tonight, Holton has a pretty good chance to have both teams at home for the first round of Substate at least next week.
Well, they at least took care of what they could take care of. I mean, that's, there's some stranger things that could happen. There's some teams that had 3 games this week, and so could pass them in the win column. But what's done's done. Did exactly what you had to do. You come out, you played good basketball from start to finish, got the win. And then we'll just go practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and wait to see who we're going to play when that Saturday seed comes out.
Final thought, Coach, your final thoughts. And also, we need a player to bank on presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha in this boys' game.
Just a fun night of basketball. I think both Holton teams are ready for Substate play. Play with some intensity, play with some emotion. Played at a high level. We've seen both these teams improve quite a bit from start to finish. They're battle tested from the Big 7, and so good luck to both those teams headed into Substate tournament next week, as well as good luck to the wrestlers headed into this state wrestling tournament for the girls and the guys Wednesday through Saturday. I can keep you guys busy on lots of reports, lots of time at Salina. So fun time of year, and player to bank on, I'm going with Kobe Black. I mean, he was the kid that came in, ignited us. The 6 points was a huge thing, but the thing that really got me going is 2 charges, man. The old ball coach likes kids are going to step in there and do the dirty work and play with numbers, picked up 2 charges, and one was kind of critical down, late in the game. When Gunnar Ball went to the rim and Kobe Black steps in and says, "Nope, I'm here," and we'll take the ball and we're going to go the other way. So congratulations to the Holton team. It's both Holton teams tonight. It's showtime next Tuesday. We'll get it on.
Postseason definitely here. 4Chance Link back at our studios for Eli Hallauer, Caitlin Ingles. Thanks for helping out tonight on the Holton Channel. For the coach, John Holiday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening again tonight, everyone. The Holton girls win 39-36, and the Holton boys make it a sweep as they beat Perry LeCompton 45-27. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, thank you for listening. Good night, everybody.